Joining me now from Ramallah is Robert Malley of the International Crisis Group, which has just issued a report on the entry of Hamas into the political arena. Hello.
Hello.
Israel's government and the Bush administration have both said in recent days that they can't and won't deal with Hamas. Now that Hamas has won, what happens? Do the two sides stop talking?
Well, they may stop talking, though at some point they're going to have to deal with one another. It may not be in words, but in deeds, because Palestinians and Israelis are so interconnected in so many ways. And the question will be both for the Bush administration and for the Israeli government, can they find a way to work around Hamas, which clearly now is a dominant political force, but may play this pragmatically and may not want to be the only force present in the government.
Well, this big win seems to have been a surprise to all around. Was there anything Israel or the United States could have done earlier to keep Hamas off the ballot?
To keep them off the ballot, I think, would have been extremely difficult. We see how popular they are, and we know that President Abbas's strategy from the outset was to bring them in. But certainly there's a lot that many people could have done to limit the size of their victory and, in fact, not have them emerge as victorious as they have today.
And what would have been the things they could have done?
Well, there's so much that could have been done to strengthen Mahmoud Abbas's hand and the hand of the Palestinian Authority when it comes to the peace, diplomacy, economic assistance. Clearly, there's blame to go around, and we're at that stage now where among Palestinians, blame is going around, and part of it is directed at the U.S., part at Israel, and much of it at the Palestinians themselves.
Has Hamas done anything in the last year or so that would give a hint about how it might now govern?
Yes, although I'm not sure that even Hamas expected this victory, which has come as a surprise, and I think for Hamas it's quite an uncomfortable victory, because they are not quite prepared to govern, and certainly not to govern alone. They would like to be in charge of social affairs, of trying to help transform Palestinian society and turn it into something more to their liking. They would like to take a back seat when it comes to issues such as dealing with Israel, because that's antithetical to their worldview at this point. So they would have liked to let the Palestinian Authority, non-Hamas members, deal with Israel, perhaps deal with the U.S., while they could continue their long-term project, which is to transform the fundamental basis of Palestinian society. They now have a bigger challenge because their victory gives them much greater responsibility.
And, of course, Israel, the U.S., and Europe still view Hamas as a terrorist organization. Is there any expectation that Hamas will now renounce violence and recognize Israel's right to exist?
No. Number one, they have held over the last several months to the ceasefire better than any other Palestinian organization, in fact, far better than what used to be the dominant Fatah organization. And I think we could expect them to continue that because now they have a greater stake in showing that they can provide calm and normalcy to the Palestinian people. But they're not about to execute a ideological revolution. This is a movement that has deep roots. It's a movement that has a long view. It moves, but it moves extremely slowly. And it's not about to either recognize Israel or formally renounce violence, though the question, certainly for one of the major questions for Israelis and for the Americans, for the United States, is whether they will, in fact, continue to maintain quiet, the ceasefire. And there's indication at this point that that certainly would seem to be their intention.
Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Robert Malley served on the National Security Council during the Clinton administration and is now with the International Crisis Group. He joined us on the line from Ramallah.